Friends, in this psalm, the psalmist expresses his thanks to God, and his desire is to praise God. It's a psalm about worship. It is a psalm about lifting the name of the Lord. And it is the main thing that you and I are created is to worship God. The main thing that you and I are created is to glorify God. That is why the gatherings of the saints like this, that is why there is a day given every week for God's worship. That is why a day is set aside in God's wisdom. If it was left to us, if we were to make our own day and say that, well, we will choose our own day to worship God, it would be filled with confusion. First of all, people wouldn't know when they could gather together. Some people would gather this time, another people gather at another time. And so there would be confusion. So that is why we should thank God that a day is set, the first day of the week, the Christian Sabbath is set. But then our gathering together, it's a foretaste of heaven. And so it makes our gatherings essential. But let me concentrate on one phrase here, and that's just the first phrase that jumps out at me as I read this just now. God be merciful unto us. Here the psalmist doesn't say, God be merciful unto me. He says, God be merciful unto us. Every one of us, we need God's mercy. Why do we need mercy? Because sin enters into our lives. Sin is in every part of our life. That is why that parable of the Lord Jesus Christ, that publican said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He recognized that. He recognized he needs mercy for salvation. He needs mercy for peace. And my friends, don't we need as a people, as a church, don't we need God's mercy? Because you see what happens, human will, human sin comes in and destroys and divides and cause all kinds of upset and hurt and division. And we see that all around us. So as a church, we must pray, God be merciful unto us. But you think there are people here, you're made up of families. There are those who are even those who are single. You think, I'm in the family of God, and you have extended family members. And you think, you husbands, you wives, what should you do in situations? And we have to confess, there are many, many times we look for peace, we want peace in our homes, or we want the Lord to bless, as the psalmist says, God shall bless us. And when we don't find it, we should come together and pray. Husbands and wives, pray, God be merciful unto us. Because if thou art not merciful unto us, then we perish. The testimony is gone. The blessing is gone. The peace is gone. The effectiveness is gone. And you children, sometimes it is that you might be very discouraged. And you might think, well, there are things not right in their relationship, with my studies, with those who teach me, with my siblings, with my brothers, with my sisters. Things are not going well for us. What should we do? Before you try to fix things, go to the Lord and say, and even say to your brothers, to your sisters, bring them and say, we need to pray about this matter. And say, God be merciful unto us. And do you see, as you read this psalm, you see, God does answer. The psalmist finishes and says, God shall bless us. He's going to do that. He will bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That is talking about the testimony of the Lord to those around is seen. And as the disciples in the New Testament, when they were able to witness of the Lord and salvation was brought about, there was a great fear that came upon those people. So there is answer. There is answers to the troubles. Practical troubles, the general troubles of our lives. We need God's mercy. That's why the scripture says of God's faithfulness that every day there are new mercies. Every morning. And that is what we need. May God then bless these few thoughts.